It appears all was quiet from Syracuse to Albany to Washington as President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris took the oath of office with no apparent efforts to oppose or disrupt the inauguration. WAER Scott Willis checks some key locations around downtown Syracuse.
Uniting our people, uniting our nation.
So as President Biden gives his inauguration speech, I'm just circled around City Hall to look for any possible supporters of the president or protesters. And I'm not seeing any activity around City Hall. So I'll head down Montgomery Street here to the Onondaga County Courthouse.
And the harsh, ugly reality that racism, nativism, fear, demonization have long torn us apart.
I'm also looking for any increased police presence around these buildings. Pulling up to the county courthouse right now, and nothing more than the usual couple of officers in front of the courthouse. Let's head down to the federal building, where, if anywhere, we are most likely to see any activity. We'll find out.
I'm humbled by the faith you've placed in us. To all those who did not support us, let me say this.
So I'm pulling up to the federal building here on the Washington Street side. From what I can tell, there is no activity.
But that doesn't mean there isn't any reaction to the new Biden-Harris administration. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, in a statement, called the inauguration a demonstration of the American people's resolve and optimism in the face of an unprecedented public health and economic crisis. Congressmember John Katko says he's eager to move forward and pledges to continue to work across party lines in the face of the many challenges ahead of Congress. With the Biden-Harris administration now in office, he says he's urging greater cooperation from both parties so they can unite to build a stronger, healthier, and more prosperous nation. Scott Willis, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.